Let's go back to the phone, Cindy. But I know you have a special guest on Love Line with us tonight.
Yes, I do. Maybe a few months ago, we had an awesome expert. She is actually a self-actualization coach, a happiness expert, and she's also the author of 12 Steps to Mind-Blowing Happiness. And I just thought she would be great for this, just breaking down the concept of love. So, Miss Tris Janelle, how are you?
I'm doing great, Andy. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for coming in and chiming in on this.
Yeah.
Good to hear you there as well, Lenny.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. So the topic is, Trish, should love be earned or is it deserved?
That's a great question. So really, when you think about it, there's two kinds of love for the most part. There's romantic love and then kind of everything else.
Huh.
But I think our first experience is what I call a love mob. Basically, your mother, other, and brothers, right? So our first experience is with our mothers, and that kind of initial love that we brought into the world with was nurtured. And then other is kind of the otherworldly experience, our sense of spirituality or God or however we see that. And then the brother piece is, the extended family and community that supports us. And when those three things are in place, then we really build our self-love from there. I love the example over the weekend with Naomi Osaka, where she kind of walked away to preserve herself.
Correct.
So self-love shows up as setting healthy boundaries, protecting ourselves, our minds, our bodies, and really working to improve ourselves.
The love mob is our internal structure, or the infrastructure, what I call. So
right.
When we step out of that circle of our unconditional love mob, we're stepping into this interesting, unpredictable world. We're faced with other challenging loves. How are we prepared for that? Because it may not be as loving as our love mob, as you call it.
The reality is not everybody has a love mob that is a safe place, because many of us have really difficult relationships with our mothers or our parents, or have been abandoned. Many of us don't have a sense of a spiritual life, or have been kind of turned away from the churches and places where we thought we would be safe. So the love mob is not guaranteed.
Her name is Trish. Yeah. We gotta hold you for one more opportunity to talk with you. But let's get into some music. We'll come back with this expert to really tell us about if love should be earned or is it deserved. This is Confessions of Love, and this is The Quiet Storm. As we tuck you in nice and tight on this Thursday evening, we're welcoming you inside of the most relaxing place you can escape to and clear your mind and engage in conversation with us. So welcome inside the Quiet Storm. I'm Lenny Green.
I'm Indy Smith.
And we got company tonight, Indy, on the Love Line.
Yes, we have Trish Janelle Roberts here with us. Trish, as a happiness expert, you made mention before, we all don't have that love bomb in the beginning to guide us in love. So does that mean that we would automatically have our defenses up and have someone try to earn our love rather than thinking that it's deserved? And also, from a humanistic perspective, do you think love is just deserving to everyone?
Good point.
I think love is a birthright, for sure. So everyone deserves love. But when you look at romantic relationships, of course, you don't just meet someone and love them. Right? You have to build up to that. And with that, I look at what I like to call the three A's, right? So it's admiration, authenticity, and availability. When you meet someone new, you start from that place of kind of mutual admiration, respect, compassion. But then you have to show up as your authentic self, otherwise none of it makes sense, right? We talk about the representative that we send out on dates?
Yeah.
So that person can't fall in love. At some point, you have to come, break it down to being your real self. And when you come from a place of self-love, you protect your heart before giving it to other people.
Yeah, sometimes we do. Sometimes we just stay there for more abuse until I guess we get fed up with it. But I can understand why you...
There, no boundaries.
Yeah, no boundaries. Now, how can we find your book?
Thanks, Lenny. Thanks for having me. So you can find me at trishajalroberts.com, or you can find me at mindblowinghappiness.com. I did want to share a little bit of news with you guys. The new version of Mind Blowing Happiness just went live on Amazon this week.
Wow.
So that would be great to check out.
Oh, congratulations.
Yes, congrats.
Thank you. And then Mark DeShimoff has agreed to do a foreword for the new book as well. She is from Chicken Soup for the Women's Soul.
Yep.
And she's also from the film The Secret.
Yes.
Trish, you're on the roll, and we wish you continued success.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. Enjoy the rest of your evening, Lenny. And
you too. Thank you.
Here's Denise Williams with Silly. This is Confessions of Love. Oh, happy birthday, Denise Williams. Happy birthday, my love. Wishing you many, many more journeys around the sun. This is Confessions of Love on the Quiet Storm.